friends.
Well, good morning, good morning, or afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together. We have a little bit of coffee. You want some coffee?
I love coffee.
You love coffee. We get into God's Word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. In this year, 2022, Lord willing, we'll make it from the book of Acts to Philemon. So why don't we have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. You ready to pray with me? Okay, let's pray. God, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the blessing it is to get to be in your Word. And Father, we pray that as we read your Word this morning, you might care for us, that you might bless us, that we would follow in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're in the book of Ephesians. Can you say Ephesians?
Ephesians.
Yeah, good job, Ephesians. So we're in Ephesians chapter 5. Yep, Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to read the first, I think it's 17 verses, but for some reason that seems odd. Maybe it's it's the first 14 verses. That's right. Okay.
14.
Okay, now I'm going to read God's Word, okay? Okay, here we go. All right. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Dear children.
I'm God's children.
That's right. You're God's child. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints.
I know all God's Word.
Well, we need to listen to God's words now, okay? Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. That's right, don't be partakers with them. For you were once darkness. But now you are light in the Lord.
Light in the Lord.
Yeah. Walk as children of the light.
Walk in children
of the light. That's right. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all these things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whoever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Okay, so we are told in the first part that we are to imitate God as dear children.
Dear children,
that's right. So, if God is your father, do you think you should behave like God, or do you think you should behave like the devil? That's right. You should behave like God. Should you walk in love, or should you walk in hatred?
Nathan walked in.
Well, we don't want to tell other people's sins, right? We don't need to talk about Nathan's sins when we have enough in our own hearts. Should we walk in God's ways or walk in the ways of Satan? God's ways, that's right. Should we walk like Jesus walked, loving us? Yeah, we should. Did Jesus offer himself for us? Yeah, do you know what Jesus did? He loved us so much that he died for us. And he lives so that we'll live. Yeah. And so, do
Satan
you...
Satan don't live.
Well, Satan's alive right now, but will he eventually be conquered?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure will. Hope you don't want to touch that.
He still is.
He still does. That's right. So, do you think you should...
No,
we're not playing robot. So, do you think that we should behave like we're in darkness or like we're in light? Well, let's just talk about the truth, right? Should you walk in darkness or should you walk in light?
What?
We should walk in the light.
I go in light.
You walk in the light?
Yeah.
Well, did you know that in each of our hearts were made black and dark?
Yeah, I know.
You were once darkness, but he has made you
brightness.
Light. That's right. And so should you walk...
How did we go in darkness?
Because we are children of Adam and Eve. And they sinned. And so all of our hearts were made. Since Adam and Eve, all of us have fallen hearts. Dark hearts. But God, does he leave us that way?
No.
No, he sure doesn't. He makes us walk in the light.
Light.
That's right. He makes us walk in the light.
But he didn't make Nathan.
Well, how can you walk in the light? How can you walk in love or walk in the light, Albel?
Because of God.
That's true. But tell me some things that you can do. What does it look like to love at home for you?
Clean the basement. Clean the floor. Clean everything, eat breakfast.
Clean everything and eat your breakfast. That would be loving mommy, wouldn't it? Yeah, obeying mommy and daddy.
Sometimes I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, sometimes you don't eat breakfast because you got a stubborn heart.
But I feel like I'm having a cough right now.
Oh, you don't have a cough right now. You're silly. Well, I think the... best verses to summarize this is, let's see, verses 5 through 7. Yep, that's what I have underlined in my Bible. I also have verse 11 underlined in my Bible.
I had a red one.
Okay. Well, the last thing we need to talk about is sea calling. All right, I'm going to talk to friends on here, okay? So sea calling, what is God calling us to do? Well, he's shown us the path of Christ. He has given us Jesus Christ. He's shown us what love looks like. And so maybe for you, you've been involved in some type of sexual immorality. Maybe for you, it means to stop going to certain websites, to put a blocker like Covenant Eyes on your phone or your computer. Maybe for you, it's putting away covetousness, living within your means, looking towards the needs of what others have. Maybe it's learning the gift of generosity. This is the hard part here, right? No unclean person, fornicator, covetous man, or idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God. You've been brought into God's kingdom. Do we walk according to the new nature he has given us? That's right. We're supposed to. Awake, you who sleep. Wake up, O sleeper, for Christ will give you light. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit, and we pray, God, that you would let us walk according to your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the God of all peace comfort you and lead you. And we'll see you later. You want to say goodbye, Elbow?
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.